Amen. Last week, we were introduced to Rebekah, the bride, whom God had chosen for Isaac. Rebekah is presented to us with praise and honor, a godly woman, and the woman whom God himself had prepared for Isaac, truly a marriage made in heaven. We seldom use those words anymore since so many marriages don't last, but that expression is still helpful and so descriptive, a marriage made in heaven, and that is what's before us this morning. It's a marriage made certain by God's unchangeable decree, a marriage arranged not merely by the servant of Abraham and the family of Rebekah, but arranged by the inspired revelation of God himself. We studied that last week, and to continue that account today, we reach its climax, the wedding itself. Abraham's servant finds a bride for his son Isaac, and the godly, beautiful young woman named Rebekah agrees to join herself by marriage to that chosen line of God's people. But as we study this marriage,